This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Vermont's new school consolidation law is raising concerns about school choice. Currently, students who live in towns that don't operate schools may take their state tuition dollars elsewhere, even to private academies. But there is confusion about whether and how districts can hold on to school choice as they combine under the new law. VPR's Charlotte Albright reports on one small Northeast Kingdom town that's trying to walk that double line.
Under the new school consolidation law, Act 46, the state does not abolish school choice, nor does it expand it. However, the chair of the State Board of Education, Stephen Morse, interprets Vermont law to mean that a district supporting its own school cannot also send tuition dollars to other towns or to private schools.
And looking at the law, the new law with the existing law, with some legal advice, we came to the conclusion that a new school district cannot provide both school choice and operate a school for the same grades.
But what if a cluster of towns that don't operate schools form their own district? Would school choice then remain available to every one of those students? That's the question the school board of Kirby is asking. The small farming community closed its one-room schoolhouse many years ago, so Kirby sends tuition to public schools or private academies nearby. Miles Etter chairs the Kirby School Board and teaches at Linden Institute, a private school that accepts public tuition vouchers. On a recent morning in the cafeteria, Etter talked about Kirby's dual priorities to keep education affordable without restricting choice.
You know, right now we're living in the world of we want choice and we're going to do what we can do. Right now, this is the pathway that's been provided to follow it.
The pathway he's talking about is mapped out on the Agency of Education website as a regional education district side-by-side merger. Following those rules, Kirby has invited 10 neighboring towns, none of which operate schools, to form a new district. They are Guildhall, Maidstone, Victory, Granby, East Haven, Bloomfield, Brunswick, Leamington, Norton, and Ferdinand. That district, which would still have school choice, would join Canaan, which has its own school, in a side-by-side merger. The new hybrid district would belong to the Essex-Caledonia Supervisory Union. ECSU Superintendent Mike Clark thinks that would streamline governance and expand course offerings.
There are a lot of opportunities that we have in front of us.
And many parents in the Northeast Kingdom believe those opportunities should continue to include private schools, including, but not limited, to St. Johnsbury Academy. As students hurry to classes in historic but well-equipped buildings, girls wearing neatly tucked-in collared blouses, boys wearing ties, Headmaster Tom Lovett explains why mixing private and public students here makes financial and educational sense.
We can enroll students from around the world, from 27 different countries and from 51 different towns, but if students who don't have the economic resources to pay for an independent school tuition can't access all of the opportunities here, then we become less diverse. We become a less interesting place to be educated.
Lovett sees nothing wrong with Kirby spearheading an all-choice school district, but doubts it would work in larger towns. So he's been exploring other ways to partner with new districts so that students may choose courses and extracurricular activities from either a public or private school. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.